The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is December 16, 2015. And before we go on with sponsorship, I just want to say a few words. Number one, self-confidence. Number two, be resilient in everything you do. Number three, be a leader, not a follower. And don't be afraid to take big risks, because big risks equal big rewards. And I want to tell everybody something, too, and you can take it any way you want. I've got Dr. Jeffrey Smith on with me today, and I didn't even tell him because we've been talking for quite a while offline. Everybody knows Alex Ferrardi here, the young man I'm training. He's going for a 300-pound deadlift this weekend, and he's done phenomenal here on the basketball court, even though he's had some problems with some kids, this, that, and the other thing. His father just called me about 45 minutes ago. These kids have been really shoving him around, I mean, in a way where, like, fighting stuff. And I guess one of them grabbed his phone and smashed it against the wall. Well, you know what they say? The lion comes out of everybody, and he's a strong kid. He's just kind of a little timid, and he's a nice kid. He grabbed this punk who's been harassing the shit out of him on the basketball team for quite a while. Took him, the guy tried to take him out, Alex grabbed him and slammed him so hard into the locker that the little faggot cried. And I know nobody wants to hear that word, and I'm just using that as an expression, but this punk finally got what he deserved. Guess what now? They're not bothering him anymore. Suddenly there's a different respect. Obviously his father and mother haven't found out yet if there's going to be a suspension on this. But let this just show everybody out there, man. Stop screwing with people. This kid is strong now. He doesn't even know his strength yet. And after he blows that 300 pounds off the ground on Saturday, and he's going to do a podcast with me right after. Wait till you hear that show. So you know what? Keep your hands off each other. Seriously. Unless you're going to hug somebody or tell them you love them, leave your hands to yourself. Alex, I know you're not a troublemaker. I know that for sure. But I'm proud of you, man. You stuck up for yourself, and now the bullies are going to leave your ass alone. Congratulations, man. I'm glad you're in my family, believe me. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by, number one, Dr. William Wong's Essentials. That's www.docspreferred.com. I put a beautiful article out on the Fiorello podcast or blog today. Wrote all about systemic enzymes, testosterone, everything. He is going to be contributing old and new articles to us. And as you know, starting in February, he'll be on every month, but February, every other month, he'll be on twice a month. That's due to everybody asking for him. So go out to docspreferred.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Bert's on here every month. They obviously sponsor me with their Diamond Bar, just like Dr. Wong sponsors me every month. We're going to have his father on, it looks like, every other month in 2016. So we've got everybody. Anybody that doesn't know, we got Brooks Kubik back here, too. We couldn't be happier, and everybody is very happy about that who listens to this show. Top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, that's flying out of here on the downloads. It's free ebook, 10 paragraphs to make you think, act, and obviously commit and take action. It's what it's all about. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Strength times power equals success. This is our introduction to strength and power building. And the Winner's Circle, these are two life-changing programs. Strength times power equals success is shot in HD with me narrating and Dennis doing the multiple of movements he did to lose 43 pounds of pre-diabetic fat, believe me. And it was phenomenal. I mean, to see that guy down to 224 was insane. Most people didn't believe the before and after pictures. So go out and check that out at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. The winner's circle, these are 12 modules as far as I'm concerned from my beginnings to where I am now and all in between. You've got iron boots. You've got how to do proper arm work. You get the ideas that we flow through the show here, what I talk about with my guests. And my guest today, Dr. Jeffrey Smith, has already ordered the Winner's Circle and has it. I will tell everybody I've added a third module called Hard Work, and I got two more I'm adding. I said from the beginning this database is going to grow exponentially, and I mean that. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Change your life for the better. Come aboard with our programs. Also, too, sponsorship. Right now for December and January, it's $100. It's normally $500. Come on aboard with us. $30 of that goes to muscular dystrophy. As everybody knows, that's what Jimmy died of. And both of my sites, FBC and M&M, the whole business is dedicated in his honor. Be part of our family. That's all I can tell you. We're going to be around for a long time. Let us help you with your branding. We'll help, and you can help us out, too, to make this show get bigger and bigger. Chris Bigelow does everything here, monsterdevelopment.com, 800-687-1609. Well, like I said today, we have a good friend of the show and a good personal friend of mine. We got Dr. Jeffrey Smith on here. What can I say about this man? I don't even remember how we met through, if it was an email or what. It's been so long, it seems now. But this gentleman's been nothing but behind me and the company all the way. And it's like everybody here. We've got a group of people that are second to none, and I've thanked everybody for this because this has by far been the best year of my life ever. And I hope it's been that way for everybody associated with me and the show. I can't even tell you some of the stuff that's already in the works for 16. If this, and it will happen, all pans out, wait till you see Motivation and Muscle. Wait till you see it a year from now. It'll make your head spin. So Jeffrey Smith is a medical doctor. He's a strength trainer. Big fan of the Rocky movies. And he's gotten into the sandbag and stone lifting. Also, he's doing the dead stop stuff. He's got some grip stuff coming. This guy is like the man of all seasons. So, Jeffrey, welcome to Motivation Muscle. And before you, just give me 1 second here. We're going to talk about the transition from sandbag to stones, and this is what he's done. This has become a big thing with Motivation Muscle. We are setting a whole new fire with these two great articles of strength, I should say. I just did a thing that I, you know, and I'm going to go right to Jeffrey. I did a big film about 2 weeks ago that's all going to go with the bundling and the packaging of everything for our two products that we are in the process of launching now. I did a complete sandbag routine that I use right now. And I'll tell you this, strictly it goes like this. Step-ups, walking, from ground to shoulder. I do a floor press, which is laying on your back on the ground with the sandbag. That would be a bench press with a lockout and hold. And last but not least, the best thing for your biceps if you want to be an accomplished stone lifter, I do bent rows with a bag. And we'll leave it at that. Jeffrey, welcome to Motivation Muscle, sir.
Morning, Eric. Thank you. Again, as usual, such an honor to be associated with the program, to be on the program with all these just awesome people that you have on this podcast. This podcast is so full of content. I know we've talked about this before. It's just mind-blowing how much stuff, how much information, I mean solid information there is on this podcast. You know, you could take this podcast and spend your whole life, rest of your life training with all these awesome ideas and products. And, you know, before we get any further, I wanted just to welcome Alex into the Society of Sheepdogs.
Yep. Isn't that great? I mean, you know something? I don't condone any, you know, I'm not a guy that believes in being a bully or any of that. But I'll tell you what, we need roughnecks again. And this kid, you know, I knew what was going on with him. You know, his dad had to go into school and deal with his coach and all this crap. And they pushed him too far. And you know what probably happened to him this happened yesterday. Here's a kid like all of us, you know, we know what we lift with weights and things like that, but we don't really know how powerful we are when we are either threatened or bodily messed with. This kid yesterday found out that he's more than what he thought he was. And when I spoke to his father this morning, he said, this kid is totally different today. Sometimes I guess you need to be pushed, and they pushed him too far. And if you met this kid, he is the most unassuming, nicest kid with manners and good-looking kid, always well-groomed, just will work his ass off for you. And it's like, you know something, when you're good, people don't want to be, you know, they're jealous of you, they want to cause problems. You know, we know there's always cliques in every facet of the world. And you know what I'm most proud of, Jeffrey, is this. I think he's finally figured out he doesn't have to be a clique. He can be an individual and be very powerful.
Yeah. You know, I can relate to him pretty much my whole life, school, all through school, through high school, through grade school. I was a small kid. I was pretty damn strong because I grew up on sort of a small ranch out in the hills in California. But I got picked on a lot when I was a kid. I was and still am, believe it or not, a pretty sensitive, you know, guy. Yeah. Of course, kids will hone in on that right away, pick on you like crap. And then finally, there is that spot. I did that in grade school. I just unhinged on a kid, and no one bothered me after that. And I realized that, you know, and again, the sheepdog doesn't walk around dragging your knuckles and threatening people. The sheepdog does what needs to be done when it needs to be done to the people that deserve it.
And, absolutely.
And you know, that's he's moved into a role of being a righteous man, protecting himself, his family, what's right. And I wish we had, and I'm hoping we continue to get more men like him in this world, because we sorely need them, especially in these times.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, he'll be the youngest person to ever do a podcast on this show after he nails that lift.
That 300 pounds, that's huge.
It's huge. Yeah. And this is, you know, we talk about developing people. I mean, the development he's getting here, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just going by what other coaches are saying about him and his father and everything. Like his dad says, he said, when I say that we're going to Eric's, he said, it wouldn't matter where he is. He leaps up. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes me very happy. I'm not looking for a pat on the back, but I've made a difference in a young man's life that he's always going to remember. Now he's going to start. He starts officially the first week of January. He's going to start dead stop squats with me.
Oh, nice.
Can you imagine what he's going to be like in a month? I bet you he'll put 5 pounds easily on in a month. We want to have him up. He's at 157 right now, so he started at 143. He'll be into his 22nd week this week. Can you imagine what he's going to be with dead stop squats now added to the equation?
Yeah, the dead stop, man, that's stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I got news for you. He looked to me, now he's 6'1" and he's 14.
Oh, wow.
The other day he looked to me like he had grown, and he probably has, because the way I'm running him, the amount of testosterone in his body has got to be just cooking all the time.
Oh,
you know, and
yeah.
See what he's learned, and I'm sure that's how he surprised that kid when he slammed him into the locker and made him cry. He's got such force and explosion now through this type of training. You know the deal. You can take somebody and immobilize them very fast when you're that quick and explosive. Plus, you know, he's got the big long arms and everything. Now, you know, we're talking by April to May, I want to have him at 175 to 180. Can you? And 180, he'll look thin, but he'll be muscled, dude, like you wouldn't. You can see it on him now. It's pretty cool. You know, the shoulders are getting wider. The arms are getting bigger. The backs get – it's an incredible thing to be part of such a metamorphosis of an individual, especially a young man that, like you said, you hit it. We need warriors, man, not sheep. We need men. We need men to go out and be men, and that's the way it is. But these two things are some of the most manly things you could ever do. And Jeffrey and I have talked about this stuff for a while. You know, I've been kind of pushing sandbags with everybody. We've been really pushing them on the show. I'm going to do a lot more things with them that I'm going to report on. But right now, time is at premium with everything, and so I try to work them in to what I'm doing. But I had, you know, we had talked about this, and I had tried to impress upon him that, you know, I feel, especially if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of room, that, you know, sandbags can make you anything you want. I mean, I use sandbags for the majority of cutting all the weight off Dennis. I mean, with all the different movements, a lot of walking. Obviously, we used free weights, you know, kettlebells here and there. But, you know, using the basic three, et cetera, et cetera. But the sandbag, I said this yesterday. I'm trying to think, did I write this? I don't know. I've been doing so many things. I'm not sure where it was, written or spoken for the Winner's Circle. I said the biggest thing about a sandbag and stone, especially sandbags, in my opinion, is the connection with the hands and the brain. And if you listen to me, I'm big on all that. All those neurons firing because, you know, your mind's saying, okay, what the hell's going on here? I think that's the biggest essential thing of it. Plus, a stone especially is a very spiritual thing. Yep. Now, you can believe whatever you want to believe spiritually, but you have to have a deep-seated belief system to accomplish any of this, and I believe that. But Jeffrey, let's get everybody started with the sandbags you got into, and then let's start talking about transitioning into stones, if you would, please.
Yeah. What you're saying about the hand and the grip with the sandbags, Eric's right on. In fact, I think it's this month's Milo, if I'm correct. There's actually an article in there. It's either that or September or November. About the connection between hand strength and health. Mm-hmm. And it really has changed my thought process in the last I've really changed my thought process in the last maybe 4 to 6 months, especially on forearm grip strength and its relation to just kind of everything else. And the sandbag is, like you say, it is a cheap way to get into training extremely effectively, and it works in extremely well with barbell training. If you're doing barbell training like we've been doing, we put the sandbags in the middle of the week, and that's all we do, and we do the rest of the stuff, you know, the 3-inch bar curls on Mondays, and you know, we do the squat of course on Monday, and overhead press and rows on Fridays, and then everything else in between. And that sandbag moves on you, and you grip that sandbag, and you have to hold on for dear life sometimes. And it taxes your grip, hands all the way through forearms, arms, shoulder, girdle, abdomen, legs, everything. I've been doing to really see that effect, to really realize it, a heavy clean and press, or a high pull. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the high pulls like you recommended, and I'll tell you what, man, you got to grab that sandbag, get a nice hard grip, and pull for all you're worth. And I'm telling you what, that sandbag doesn't want to help you, and you know it when you are done.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Go ahead.
So yeah, so the I think for people that are starting out with the sandbags, you know, the best sandbag in my opinion is the Milo sandbag. They're expensive, but they're going to last your lifetime. They really are. They're tough as can be. That's what they call them, tough as nails, I think.
Yeah, they are.
And if you don't have the money for that, though, you can go down to Army Navy store and just get yourself a solid or a couple solid duffel bags, mm-hmm. and get some liners from Home Depot or your hardware store. Just sandbag liners. It's the stuff that you put sand in for making what do they call those? The dikes. Yeah, the levees.
Yep.
And we don't have that much of a problem out here with that.
Yeah, me neither.
and your sand, I mean, you can buy that at Ace Hardware. You can buy it at Home Depot. You can buy it at your local construction yard. get playground sand. That's the kind that you want, and make sure that it is super dry before you put it in your bags. Keep that sand dry. And if you need to let it dry for a week, make sure it's nice and dry. That's really important to reduce your, you know, chance of rotting the bag.
The bag.
But you get that. You can probably be in the game for I would say, what, 20, 40 bucks to start out with? I think pretty
Absolutely.
Easily. And I think in this day and age, for there's a lot of people out there hurting financially, and you know, maintain your health and your strength, and get into this sandbag. If you can't do anything else, get into the sandbags. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing with sandbags is this: if you can't afford to make a stone, or you don't know where to get them, which they're very easily to find, obviously in the woods, or if you want river stones, et cetera, et cetera. The nice thing about a sandbag, if it does hit you, chances are it's not going to break anything. It might bruise you pretty good, but you'll survive that. And the whole thing is with this stuff is you need to have something very functional that's going to really, really incorporate strength, endurance, size, power, all those things we always talk about on the show. And the problem is right now, people are having such a hard time that what do you do? I mean, what is it you want to do? And the thing is, well, I can't afford a power rack. That's even the cheaper ones, which I wouldn't use, or after you're done with shipping, you're probably talking $400, all right?
Yep.
Trap bars, not everybody can afford those, obviously, et cetera, et cetera. So the thing, look it, I believe, in my opinion, you want to really lose weight. I think the sandbag is the greatest tool out there. Now, I'd mate that up with our big three, which is going to be the squat pull-up, the long strength good morning, and the heavy hands walk. And next time I speak with John McKean, which I hope is in the next few days, I want him to do a big article on the heavy hands walk because he's an expert on that.
Yeah.
He worked with Dr. Leonard Schwartz for years. It is the movement that will give you the most oxygen uptake that I've ever read about. It's incredible. But after you do the big three and you work the sandbag, I believe it is the most functional way to lose weight. And I'll tell you why. This is what I believe totally. When you do these things like that, if you have a lot of problems, joint problems, you can't get around real good, all the three warm-ups and the sandbag work you use can be fitted and tailored to what you are. And how many things can you do with that? Because if you are overweight or whatever, most people are going to try to start pushing on you a lot harder than you're used to. That's usually grounds for failure or injury. So I totally believe that these movements, and this isn't a sales pitch. This is all in strength times power equals success, too. This is what we used. I think it is by far a phenomenon to lose weight. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, as you're losing weight, you're gaining strength and size. Now, you look at what Jeffrey's done here. He's taken sandbags and use them in a way not only to condition himself but make him so super strong now that now, you know, we've talked about stones, and at first I think he was a little apprehensive because you're going right from like the meat to the potatoes back and forth, but you know, you can use them both together. Jeffrey, obviously, you know my feeling on stones, and I will tell everybody, if everything goes according to plan and Iceland gets done and Scotland gets done, I will let everybody know that for 1 year after that, there's always a chance I could go back, but I have pledged myself in 2017 where I'm going to do an experiment where all I'm going to do is train everything with stone and sandbag. That means no more squats for a year, maybe periodically, might be every 2 to 3 months, just to keep it, see what it does, you know, with the different styles. But there's so much that you can do with both of these articles that I feel I think I could become unstoppable. I think I could redesign my whole physique too. But Jeffrey, let's get into the stones now.
Yeah.
When did you? At what point for everybody out there did you feel that you're ready to transition to stones? Now you've been doing sandbags, you've been doing various routines, days, et cetera, et cetera. Was it just something that automatically went off in you, or did you set a target date for it?
I started thinking about the Stones. I think the last podcast we did, I started getting to a spot where I felt I was getting more and more comfortable with moving the bags and keeping control on the bags, particularly for that overhead work, which that's the really crucial safety part of this. I started moving into Stones pretty rapidly after we talked. I think it was that I did another week on the standard the barbell and the sandbags, and then I was felt ready for rocks. And I happen to have a lot of access to rocks, believe it or not. And we have these awesome washes here in Arizona, which you got to be careful getting into these things, particularly this time of year. You can get flooded. And pretty much you can die in these washes, which is, I run in them. And it's part of the, you just got to keep your eyes out and you got to go upstream when you're running so you can keep an eye ahead of you. But anyway, there's plenty of rocks around. I got a bunch of, I started with a bunch of lighter rocks that are of various sizes. One of them is actually a little bit of a triangular shape. It's like a miniature Husafell. I call it my miniature. And then I've got a couple other lighter stones, and every one of them has a different personality and a different texture, which has been really nice to work with. And I just started transitioning slowly over to adding that in during my sandbag day, which is usually Wednesdays for me.
Okay.
And I just started doing the same movements that I was doing with the sandbag, except it's with a rock. And that, of course, totally changes the movement in many ways. In some ways, it's the same movement. In another way, it's learning that movement in a different manner because of the different grip texture of the rock. How you load the rock, I've found, is super important. How it's oriented and its center of gravity and learning how to control that. And I've also added those in not only just for the lifts, but also for the walks. I walk with the 100-pound sandbag, but we're going to bump that up here pretty fast to 125 or 150 because the 100's getting a little light.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Yeah, I got my eyes on a big rock out there in the wash. And last time I tried it out was about a month and a half ago. I haven't been running in the wash lately. I got interrupted by that respiratory illness that, I had last month. But I got my eyes on that. I've been thinking about it all week. I'm going to get out there early morning and see if I can move that rock up enough to get it on the tailgate of my truck and sort of borrow it, So,
yeah.
So I do that when the sheriff's not around.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's public, public land. Yeah. It's not so much private property. Do be careful of that, guys.
Yeah. I've taken rocks from posted land, and it's lucky we didn't get shot at. So I say that, too. Yeah, it's like the disclaimer. If you're going to go out and buy rocks, check out what's posted.
Yeah. These rocks are just, they're borrowed from nature and from the, the public domain. When these rocks here start getting too light, they're going to go back, where they came from. They're going to go back to doing their job in the wash. But right now they're speaking to me that they want to be lifted. But they really do. They have personalities. They really do kind of sing to you a little bit. You get out there and you look at those rocks and they're kind of challenging you. Say, come on, you want to try me today?
Absolutely.
You afraid a little cold?
Yeah.
Your hands are going to get cold if you touch me. I dare you,
Yeah. You want me to pinch your fingers or fall on you? Yeah, absolutely.
How about I stalk your foot?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And the thing is with stones, which I've noticed is this. I say this, it's really a primal call to you. And there is a different mentality to doing this as opposed to weightlifting, as opposed to grip work, anything. The stones to me encompass everything that's within you bodily, and it's a learning experience mentally too that you're going to have to uncover within yourself, because you know from just starting out with stones, nothing is balanced. Nothing is going to have grip on it like you might want. Obviously, too, it's going to be like a mental explosion in your head when you go to pick that thing up for the first time, because it's going to be a whole different feel when you're trying to leverage that thing. Obviously, once you have it up, you're going to have to front squat it most likely, or you're going to be in a three-quarter position where you're going to have to stand up. At that point, you better have your forearms and everything locked around it, or it's coming right out of your grip there, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing with this is this. Can you deal with something that's definitely going to test you in a different way? And that's where a lot of people fall short, because, you know, this thing, you know, I always say stones. I don't care what size a stone is. A stone isn't made to be lifted. And a stone is going to test everything you've got to see if you can get it off the ground. So what I like about stones, it's that constant physical, mental, spiritual battle with something that really doesn't want you to lift it, period. And, you know, I know from experience I've been hurt by one, but, you know, something that's never stopped me from wanting to keep doing them, and I think that's what's really essential. My feeling is this. I said this to my brother-in-law, who's a football coach. I'd like to get one player on your team that was really, really interested in this stuff, sandbags and stones. I mean, they do some stuff, but obviously you've got to be so careful. You don't want to get sued for using stuff like that if they got hurt, and the potential for that dynamite is there.
Yeah.
But the thing is this. I said, if you give me one student, I promise you I'll work in the basic stuff. But the three-quarters of their work will be stone and sandbags. I said, I'll put them out in the field with you in the fall. They'll crush everybody on that team, literally.
Yeah.
Literally, all right? So I don't think we've investigated this enough. I know a lot of people put stuff out. But my mission now more than ever is to show every aspect we can with both of these beautiful pieces of equipment, as I call them, and see where we can go with it. So, here, I guess here's the next question. Since you've been doing stones, Jeffrey, do you feel your other lifts have come up? We're talking standard barbell. Has there been a surge of power in the other areas, or is it staying the same, or is it going both ways, you think?
I would say, well, I think maybe it's going a little both ways, but I have seen continued, and I've actually been a little surprised at how rapidly my lifts with the barbell have been going up. In particular, the curl with the 3-inch bar, I've been really, that was a real weak area for me. I never did curls before. I was kind of that school of thought that you didn't need to do curls, and I've never been in that, you know, big arm kind of guy, except for my forearms. And so I kind of poo-pooed it, but now lifting the rocks and the stones, I definitely see the utility of working that lift, and I've seen that shoot up, and I mean like 5-10 pounds in a session. And then the transition to the squat, I have seen those, as you know, those numbers have absolutely exploded. And I mean, not just, I'm not even doing the standard barbell the standard barbell squat, anymore. I'm doing the dead stop. Yeah. The bottom position in the middle. And, I mean, I just hit the milestone again this week. I checked it out. Remember I hit that 235, or, well, it's 232.5, but actually in actuality it's 235. I hit that again this last week, and I'll tell you what, I've never had that kind of growth in power before, and I think that it is in large part due to the bags and the stones, and you know that primal aspect of the stone. It's just like getting into the rack with the, you know, for you, the heaviest squat you can do. It's that kind of element of, you know, it's pretty safe, but there's still that kind of element of, holy shit, this could crush me. You know?
Absolutely.
You still do it, that empowers you, strengthens you mentally and physically, spiritually. And I've been a long advocate. I know you have been too, for training outside if you can.
Yes, sir.
And you get that piece of nature into your backyard or wherever you lift. I mean, you know, this stuff lends itself. If you can't bring these rocks home, but they're somewhere else, hey, run over there if you can, yep, and lift them outside.
Yep.
There's nothing better than that. I mean, that's just, it just gets you back in connection with, in so many ways, get you outside, get some fresh air. I guess that's assuming you're not in a huge city.
But, like me.
Yeah. But I mean, it just really does get you back into that kind of, I don't want to say you turn into a caveman, but it does get you sort of that primal surge that I think really a lot of people yearn for in this day and age. And it does strengthen you physically and mentally, spiritually. I've seen spill over into my personal and professional life in a big way. In the last 6 months to a year, I mean, I've made some tremendous realizations. You know, you think by your 40s, you're kind of figuring it out, and you realize, no, not at all.
Isn't that a great thing, though, that you haven't figured out? You're going after something very worthwhile, and you're hungry, man. You know, most people, if you look at data today, by 25, most people are finished now in today's world. Okay, they're already showing the signs of old age. They're showing signs of slowing down mentally, and I attribute it to two things: becoming basically a lazy, sit on your ass person, and all the devices.
Yeah.
I we've said this before. I have to have this for my work. Look, I couldn't speak to you without Skype. I mean, obviously, there's things you can do with a phone to phone. Technology is a great thing, but I know the difference between using technology as a force and then not being a slave to it, okay?
Yep.
This is a very dangerous thing that we have gotten into here, and I don't think we've even seen close to the side effects that are coming with people. I truly believe that you're going to see a much lower mortality rate down the road. You won't see people living to 80, 100 years old. I believe with the amount of all this stuff floating around us, as they say, with all these devices, I believe that you'll probably see people, we'll get to a point where we're only living to 55.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're going to keep going that way because the world is becoming not only more crowded, but everywhere you look, there's something going on with this stuff. I mean, I can't go in places without seeing 10 people texting or on their phone, and I'm like, I mentally cannot be around a lot of that anymore. I can't take it mentally anymore. I like, you know, this is what this will be the next question, but I'll just tell you where I am right now. When you talk about training outside, when you talk about surrounding yourself with people that have big goals, that are entrepreneurs, that are really solid, that are people that, you know, they'll watch your back. They are truly, truly, truly brothers and sisters, man. Even though you're not blood related, it's almost like you are because of the effect you have on one another. When you start mastering these standards and principles we're talking about, going out, crushing sandbags, and we already talked about that. It doesn't have to be a 100-pounder. It can be a 20-pounder.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this, okay? But what I'm trying to say here is this. Once you start doing these things and learning these principles and learning to be able to be on your own, to be very independent of things, you know what? You're not going to get caught up in any of this shit anymore. And I'll tell you, the biggest factor is you're really not going to be a one around it. Your body's going to have a resistance like you wouldn't believe. I face this more and more every day. I'm so tuned into what I want to do now. They could be on the phone burning up next to me. I don't even know if I'd notice them right now. That's the thing. And it's a credit to be able to take yourself to these places because I'll tell you what, you're going to keep developing yourself, putting the money into your billion-dollar body. Nothing but good is going to come out of it, and we need manliness. Women, and also too, we need leaders, and this will afford you that. So take it away, sir.
Yeah, the technology, it's a definitely double-edged sword. I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm sure there's a most of the listeners out there are nodding their heads right now. I unfortunately have to be connected because of my work. We electronically are notified of problems with our patients or, you know, new consults, whatever. And that's a danger to me because sometimes, like today, I'm on call this week for this hospital I'm covering. And right now I'm on call. This phone is sitting here right in front of me just in case I get paged. I have to carry that outside with me to when I lift sometimes. If I would be able to leave it in the house, I'd love it because it's a distraction. And for a guy like me, I love technology. I love this connectivity. I think it's freaking awesome. It's amazing how much information explosion we've seen, access to information and ideas. It can be really empowering. But the flip side of that is you have to have constant surveillance of yourself and others because you can get sucked into that freaking device and become your world. My fiance and I were out at dinner a couple weeks ago and with this local place that serves Bosnian food. Oh, freaking awesome. Yep. But I'm looking around, you know, we're sitting there, we're talking to each other and we're interacting and I'm looking around and I'm seeing whole families at a table.
Yep.
And they are all of them, mother, father, all the kids sitting there with this freaking phone bent over looking at their phone. And I mean the entire fucking time. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, you know, there is something deeply wrong here. There is something deeply wrong. And it affects everything. It affects how people interact with each other. It affects society in an extremely negative way, I think. And I've seen those behavioral patterns everywhere. It just walking around and in the hospital. I mean, oh my God, I could tell you stories. But you gotta really watch yourself. You know, the other day I came home. I'm in the kitchen. Fiance says to me, "Put that thing down." And I'm like, "What? What?" Because I'm just checking my email. No, you're home. I haven't been able to see you all day. I want to talk with you. And I realized, like, whoa, you're right. I've been at work all day interacting with freaking computers and my device, and I got access to my email real time all the time. You know, and I realized, whoa, I got to set this stuff aside. I can't be looking at this stuff. You know, if she's awake, that stuff goes into the office, and it's
What, you know what it is, too, Jeffrey, is this. You don't realize it, but it's taking control of it. You know, I mean, you know, you're home. You're still looking at stuff. I mean, I'm on this stuff all day. And it's really a hard thing to deal with at times. But this is the world we live in where we have this is what I like. Where we have the advantage with what we do is we're out and we're doing things. We're out in the elements. We're out lifting things that are considered, you know, caveman, as you said, prehistoric, whatever you want to call it. But you know what? I think that stuff keeps your head together better than any medication you could ever take, better than any therapy you could ever take, the whole deal. Because I don't care what you take, who you go see, whatever. The bottom line is you're responsible for yourself, and you're going to have to make the distinction. Do I want to be well? Do I want to be strong? Like I always say, learn to command things. Like, I command strength. Say that to yourself 100 times a day. Watch what's going to happen to your strength. There's things that you do like I do. The first 15 minutes when you get up are going to dictate your whole day. So either you're going to have a group of things you're going to say to yourself and be quiet and sit somewhere when you do it, or listen to somebody you like out there that's very inspirational to you. All it is 15 minutes of your day.
Yep.
If you want to do that, that can cure more than anything out there. The problem is we are living in a time where it is the best of times with so many things, but to me, it is the worst of times. It's empty. It's shallow and cold, man. And it's like, stop relying on others for your happiness, because even if you have it, it's going to be a short chain, short-lived happiness, and you're going to be right back where you were.
Yeah.
Lifting, I will say this and I'll say it again. I was very fortunate, am very fortunate to have had two parents that loved us all. I had a sick brother that the amount of pressure on them I can't even imagine all the time had to be. Yet we still had a beautiful house, always felt safe, you know, always had food on the table, you know, just had good role models, everything. And obviously that's something you're going to carry with you forever. But getting into weightlifting was the best thing I've ever done in my life, because if you are a true steward of strength and you learn all this stuff and set standards and commitments and all that, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to have the hassles most people have out in civilization today, because you're going to be a leader. You're going to know how to think. Yeah, you're going to get stuff happening to you. I can tell you multiple things that have happened to me with the business in the last 2¾ years, but I'm here still talking to you. Today is almost December, the end of December 2015. We've made it over a year now just with this show. That's not counting Fiorella Barbell Company, the other side of the business. Most podcasts do not last 3 months, okay? So we've already beat the odds right now. That's a big thing. So lifting and the mental and the spiritual side, everything you need to learn, which is going to take you years, decades to do it, but you got to be in it for the lifestyle and the haul. I'll tell you this, if I didn't have that and the confidence from all the years derived of that, I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now. I'd probably be back in IT. Yeah, I'd be making $100,000, but I'd be extremely unhappy. I'd be around people that I don't belong being around, complainers, nothing's ever enough. I can't be around any of that at all anymore. I never liked it, but now I'll run from you now from it. I will not even argue the fact with you anymore, because I'll tell you why. It doesn't mean you're a pussy either. You know what I've learned? And I've learned this the hard way, being a hot-headed Italian with everything. I'll tell you what, if you're going to put your energy into that, you're not putting your energy in yourself or your business or your training. Who's suffering there? To make a point, they're not worth the point. They're never going to change. You've already changed. You've taken the opportunity to make yourself better, to decide that you want to succeed, right? To have the self-confidence to achieving success. I mean, what is better? Everybody knows Disney World, Walt Disney. I mean, basically, he couldn't even. Where he worked originally, I believe they canned him because they thought he was unquestionably pretty much adult. All right, mm-hmm. And here he is. The guy had the confidence and the wherewithal to go out and create Disney. I mean, he was left for dead pretty much. They figured, he can't do anything. Well, what did he do? Well, what he did was he had an idea. He had a thought. He decided to fulfill it. He had the confidence inside him to do it. He didn't need anybody else to tell him he could do it. Maybe he had people around him, you know, that believed in him. Maybe he didn't. I mean, we've all have tackled that stuff, you know. And you know, this is a guy that had a lot of business failures, but look what came out of all his business failures. I mean, and anybody that's had failures like that, a lot of times that'll sap the confidence right out of you. You're in a job then because you need the money, and you never go back. And you know something? Regret is the worst thing you're going to deal with in your last days. I'm sure Jeffrey can relate. A lot of people in the hospital that he's seen that are near the end, and I'm sure he's probably heard people say, I wish I did. And you know what? You don't want to leave the world with regret. Leave a legacy. But I am telling you, and I'll tell it over and over again, become the best lifter, whether you're a male or female. We've got one here with Alex. This will take you places no other sport will take you, but you have to buy into it 100%. You don't go in just to lift to say, oh, I'm going to go lift today. Well, no, you're not. You're going to go live lifting today. That's what I call it. So back to you, Jeffrey.
Yeah. How you follow that up? The eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
You gotta, you know, people think that Rocky is goofy, you know, and the movies are dated or whatever. If you think that, go back and watch those movies and watch with the eye of what can this teach me? I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, me too.
You got to continually assess yourself. You got to continually look around and say, have I gotten used to stuff, or do I still got that eye of the tiger? Am I still hungry? And if you're not, you got to change it up. You got to find out what you need to change today, next week, next month, the entire year, to make sure you stay on it. To surround yourself with, we were talking offline about this, Eric. I never really, really realized until the last couple of years, especially in this last year, that the people you surround yourself with, friends and family, and families included in that, really does affect you. You think that you're not affected by stuff. We think we're not affected by, the fucking commercials or whatever, our device sending us shit all the time and trying to draw us and trap us into this false reality and entertainment.
Yep.
You really gotta think strongly about the people that are around you. We myself and my fiance have had discussions about this, that, you know, we are not allowing negative people into our life anymore. If there are people who are negative, who are bringing us down, who are negatively affecting us or our relationship, they are out. They are done. And that's colleagues at work included. I've got close colleagues at work, and that's all they are. I have extended to several colleagues, hey man, let's you and your wife and me and my fiance, you know, let's get together for dinner because you had us over, and you know, kind of got shut down, and I just inside said, well, I didn't say this out loud, but I said inside, fuck you too. Never, not gonna offer you ever again, you know. So we're cordial, but we're not buddy, we're not friends, and that's his loss. But hey, that's what you got to do. You just got to inside say, you know what? I don't want negativity surrounding me. If you know, if you're that way, you're done. You're out. You're out of the
loop. Right. But Jeffrey, nothing's more attractive than attitude. Seriously. That's one thing that I said here. If this show doesn't bring attitude, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. You know, there's so many facets that go into everybody, you know, but when you're bringing attitude, self-confidence, you know, commitment, action, you know, taking risks, big risks for big rewards, you know, hard work. That is the paramount thing of everything. Hard work, to me, is the nucleus of all those tentacles I just talked about. When you're going to work harder than others, you know, I know I've read a million books about success in all industries. And it's funny because a lot of people will get to that point where they're making a lot of money. They've got notoriety. They've got the houses, the cars, the girls, the guys, whatever it is you're into. You know, if you're a girl, you got the guy. The guy's got the girl. You know, the whole deal, all right? But there's a threshold that they'll go to and stop. And you know what? There's so much room up at the top to be the biggest, the best, and still not really be known. And that's what FBC and M&M is all about. But the difference is, we're going to be known if we're not already. And that might sound cocky, and I don't really care because I've worked my balls off to get here like you wouldn't believe. And I am going to publish everything once we are where we want to be. And when you see what I'm turning out, you'll be like, how did the guy ever do it? Because I have guests on the show that will confront me and say to me, how have you gotten this far so fast? And I'll come back and, well, I say, work as hard as you can, work as many hours as you can, make your brand as big as you can. But the biggest thing is offer solutions and be good to people.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people overlook that. You know, for me, when I call, I notify everybody a day or two ahead about the show because I don't want any problems. And a lot of people, sometimes they don't write it down or whatever. And I wish they would, but that's human beings. Secondly, I always speak to people. Jeffrey and I were almost on the phone a half an hour before we even started Skype. I always try to, you know, be personal with people, genuine, you know, how's life going? You know, this is what we're up to here. You know, kind of keep you abreast of some things that are going on, the big things, you know. Not everything, but that's the way it is. And then go on with the show. And it makes for a great, great show because, you know, when you get people like David Whitley and Adam Glasser telling me, you know, I look forward to every month. You know, Bill Hinburn would be on here every week with me, but we can't do it. He's on every other week, you know. You know, you look at, like, Mike Gillette, and we've got all the new guys, like Steve Cotter's going to come on here monthly, we hope. You know, Dory Peterson wants to be on here monthly. You know, we've got Carmen Caputo on here. I mean, you know, we've got Brooks on every month. Brooks used to be on with me weekly. What, right now, we can't do it, okay? We are growing exponentially, and this is what I've always wanted. I mean, we've got guys like Mike Bruce now wanting to come on monthly. I mean, it's unstoppable, this train right now, and I can't control the train, nor do I want to. We keep everything running at a very high level, but right now we've put so much of great, great importance and positivity out into the universe that I can't help it now but keep getting back more and more from these like-minded people that come into my life or things that are happening right now that I wanted to do a year from now that are going to potentially happen in January. We are ahead of the curve, and I want to help everybody I can with whatever dreams you got, if it's entrepreneurial, training, thinking, anything. And I'm not the end-all. I don't act that way with anybody, but I've been through a lot of shit, and I've put myself through a lot of shit to see if I could get through it. That's what we're about. And, you know, like Jeffrey, I mean, you know, here's a guy that never did dead stops. Here's a guy that never did stone work. Here's a guy that never did sandbag work, okay? Now, you know, he'll say, well, in your 40s, you're not – well, he's realized now in your 40s you're as viable as you were in your 20s.
Oh, yeah, I'm stronger now than I was when I was in my 20s.
Absolutely. Yep. But and we'll go. I'll go right to you. The thing that I'm trying to make the point with Jeffrey, and I am going to single him out because I'm very proud of what he's done. He's become one of the biggest supporters of this company, and he's also benefited in ways that are incredible because – he is doing things now that he never probably fathomed he would ever do. It's the same way with me. I never knew I'd get into dead stop training. I never knew I'd go to Iceland twice. And all the plans I've got in 2016, it's a snowball effect. And I'll go right to him now because he can tell you how he feels. I can just tell you this. I'm going to leave this world with a legacy and a big one. And I'm going to leave this world knowing I made it a better place. And to me, that is the best thing you can do. Okay, Jeffrey, lay it out for everybody.
Stronger now than I've ever been. In my 20s, I was a weakling in comparison to where I'm at now. And I'll tell you, you hear this from a lot of guys our age. Man, I wish I could go back and do X. Well, you can't go back. But, yeah, nope. If you could go back, if you can train a young guy in this stuff, oh, my God, by the time they're in their 40s, they're going to be just out of this world. But the big thing, and you touched on this, Eric, is there's no quick fix.
Nope.
It's actually mind-boggling simple. It's simplicity that carries the successful people through. It does not have to be complex. And I'm talking in all areas of your life, you'll realize that the simpler you keep your training, the more you are going to gain and the faster you're going to gain. And it's fun to add stuff in. I mean, I love to play around with stuff, you know, and that's great to do. But the real basics are what have pushed me and made me recognize that the successful people in life and in business, I see it in some of my older colleagues. They keep it simple and they get it done and they're successful and they are right almost all the time. Keep it simple. Start graduated, simple stuff.
Yep.
The sandbags, like Eric's saying, I started with I got a 25, a 50, 75, 100. We're changing that up. As you know, 125, 150 is going to be the top now because the 100 is getting kind of light. And I'm going to eliminate the 25. unless the fiance wants to do it. And if you got to do 10, do 10. That's where you're starting at, okay? And keep it simple, especially at first. And then as you progress, you're going to hunger for adding stuff in. You might eliminate some stuff and add something else in for a while. But if you just keep it basic and simple, everywhere you are in life and in lifting and training, you're going to succeed.
Absolutely. Hey, I had a college professor, all my classes in business, marketing and everything. His name was Frank Klein. He's one of the nicest people you ever met, and he loved us because we were all weightlifters. And he was at one time he was a semi-pro football coach, big guy, big lumbering guy. He reminded me of a walrus with his big mustache that came down. Awesome guy. And I can remember, and you know, there's so many things that he's drilled into our heads, and they come up constantly. He used to call it the KISS principle. It was called Keep It Simple, Stupid.
Yep.
And he used to say that constantly, especially in our marketing class. And there's nothing more truer than that. I mean, I know no one wants to be called stupid, but it was never taken in that context. It was something very easy to learn, the KISS principle.
Yep.
Everything we've talked about here today is very simple and straightforward, and this goes with everything. You know, how many people do I know, relationships, well, it's not working, you know, we're done, this and that. Well, you know why? Because not only were you carrying around your old baggage, but you were bringing in new baggage. You never just let the relationship grow. And it's the same thing with your weightlifting and everything else. If you're going to center on your past, you're not going to get anywhere with your future.
Right.
You have to learn how to get rid of this stuff, to literally erase it out of your brain, your subconscious, and it can all be done because you're going to take and command yourself and override this stuff enough. You'll probably have to take it, say it thousands of times. But if you want to get to your destination, you're going to have to suffer a little pain, believe me. Pain's good. Pain's real good. You need to be you need something to motivate you. That's why we're motivation and muscle. If you motivate yourself, you can bet your ass you're going to build pounds of muscle on you, pounds of shielding. It's like wearing armor. It's the most beautiful thing you could ever do. So, Jeffrey, if you want to summarize everything, if there's anything you want to give out with contact or anything like that, do that. I'll do mine. And then if you'd hang on the line for a minute, please, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Guys, and the ladies too, keep it simple, keep it graduated, progress, listen to yourself, listen to your body. If you need to lighten it up for a week, do it. There's nothing wrong with that. You miss a lift, there's a reason you missed it. Examine yourself constantly. You do not have to be 150% all the time. You know, obviously you want to succeed every time you're out there, but you know what? If your body's telling you slow it down, we do not want you injured because that can throw you back months, you know, maybe even a year or more. The simple stuff works. The fancy stuff, leave that to the Chrome and Fern crowd.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I'm always happy to help anybody. You can email me. It's that that Hotmail address, Eric, the INFDISMAN at hotmail.com. It stands for Infectious Disease Man. I'm happy to answer questions, to encourage, to whatever you need. Just give me a chance to get back to you. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have a website yet. I think maybe I will. Here next year, we'll talk about that, about what I'm thinking about in terms of sort of a side business and some offerings. But it does relate to I got to talk to some frickin' lawyers about what I can offer people in terms of the saliva and blood spot monitoring.
Yep.
We'll see how that.
Yep.
And if you know, Eric's got my contact information, you know. Also, just, you know, if you want my email, just ask him. And you want a protocol designed for you, Eric's right here. Give him a call, email him, get on the winner's circle. Those audios are fucking awesome. We were just talking about, I was talking to Eric offline about Adam Glass's grip videos that he offers. I bought those and watched those the other day. And, it's easy. It's cheap. If you learn one thing, and I'll tell you what, I've been doing this for a while, and I listened to the Winter Circle audio, and I came away with, wow, I didn't think of that. I never thought of doing that. And I'll tell you what, wow, pushing me harder and harder, pushing me to the limits. So, in short, just email me if you got questions. Happy to answer. I'm happy to help anybody. Eric, you'll be pleased to know, I was outside my house walking the 100-pounder, tenth of a mile walk I do. My neighbor across the way is an older guy, and he was shouting at me, and I just ignore him. Just like, unless you're telling me somebody's shooting, just shut up. I'm freaking busy, man. But what he was shouting at me was, hey, what's that you're doing? So I saw him the other night. We brought him some Christmas gifts, and he says, hey, I got this young guy. He's 18. He's been coming over here and working for me around, the outside of the house doing maintenance, basically. And he's a wrestler. He's got a chance at a scholarship to get into college. And he's just kind of in a spot where he's a little bit – he's just kind of wavering, He's sort of in that spot where he needs a little push one way or another. And I saw you doing that thing with that big blue bag. What is that? And I said, well, it's a sandbag. And he says, wow. He says, what's that weigh? I said, 100 pounds. And he says, man, that's heavy. I said, well, yeah, it's starting to get light now, but yeah, it's pretty heavy. And I told him, I said, you send him over next weekend. He's here and I'm here. And we'll talk about what I do. And we'll have him play with the bags and see what he thinks. And if he wants to start training, I'll train him for free,
Awesome, man. Film that. I want all the film it. We'll put it all up too. Seriously.
Yeah. No problem.
Because we'll keep promoting it, and I think that's great. And you do that. And I want to just add something with the winner's circle. I was telling Jeffrey before we came on. Obviously, this stuff is all being released as we talk. But I just did a set 13. There's 12 modules with it. I just did a killer half an hour called Hard Work. Excellent. I've got two more in the works. The next one. Set 14 is going to be called Submission-Never. So you can imagine what that's going to be about. And the 15th one I'm going to be hitting, I hope, within the next 10 days. We talked about it here. I'm going to give you a routine with a Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone and a sandbag that'll blow your mind what we're going to do with it. And it will make you, I promise you, if you do this for an extended amount of time, and I would say maybe drop everything for 1 month so you can get used to this and go 6 weeks with it maybe.
Yeah.
If you feel the need to do maybe squats or overhead, I would say yes, but not too extensive because this is going to literally pull the paint right off you. This will build strength, power, endurance, size, mental fortitude. I'm telling you, wait till you see what we got with this. So that's going to be coming, I hope, within the next few weeks because these do take a while to do. And you got to remember, I'm recording these with nothing written, okay? Whatever I'm giving you is coming right off my head every time. The only thing that's being written is the name of the volume of what I'm doing. It's like everything we do on this show. Jeffrey and I said we're going to talk about sandbags and stones. That was it, okay? David Whitley's a great one with that. All these guys and girls, we might have a little idea what we're going to do. I never tell any of these people. I never send them prearranged questions. I won't do that. This is authentic. And when it's authentic, authentic people can come up with the ideas. And we do this all by the seat of our pants. So we're pretty damn good here, and we deliver, and we always will deliver. Jeffrey, you got anything else, or can I move right into my stuff?
Move it on. Hammer down.
Yes, sir. All right, so this is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com, Sorinex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111, heartscollision.com, and I failed to mention this, but this is one of our new sponsors. The gentleman's name is Jason Fulner, who owns his company, and the name of the product is called PlanAYearOfWorkouts.com. Now, this is a workout book, obviously, to plan your success. You can also go out to Amazon Prime, and it only costs you $5 with no shipping cost. After the 24th workout, which you got to love, this is 8x6, and it lays flat on any table. There's a section to track your progress and set new goals. So I've got one coming here. Jason said to me, I want you to use it. Let everybody know what it's about. It's going to be a great thing to have. And, you know, it's nice to have reminders. You know, I use a regular notebook style, you know, the black and white cover one. They've been around forever. Works great. But this is going to be even better because it's more, I believe, in like a spreadsheet formation. So go out to planayearofworkouts.com or go out to Amazon Prime and you can order it too. Jason is obviously, he's a Marine, and we thank him for that. He's been in the martial arts for 23 years. And as he says, he's been pumping iron for 18 years, and you're going to love it. He listens to Motivation Muscle. His home gym is a shed in his backyard. How the hell couldn't you like somebody like that? Thanks a lot, Jason, for your support. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. Obviously, I've talked about sponsorship. $100 for December and January gets 5 to 15 shows. We'll be 10 million strong. $30 goes to muscular dystrophy. You can save a kid's life with a flu shot. That's what Jimmy got, was a cold. It turned into pneumonia, and we lost him. All right? I know there's no guarantees, but I love these kids, and they are everything to me. And everything that is here is devoted to my brother Jimmy, who is truly my angel on my right shoulder. I got news for you. So go out and get on board with us, and let's work together for 25 years. iTunes and Stitcher are on. Give us a 5-star review. That's what I've gotten. I thank everybody for that. If you want to get a hold of me and you would like Jeffrey and I to do a certain show, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. We want you to be part of our family. I mean that, and I mean that wholeheartedly. We're not going to be a flash in the pan, as you can tell. We're here to stay. We're anchored in solid tight, just like when you lag your power rack through the ground. That's what we are. We are the power rack of training and obviously voice out there. Also, too, if you meet somebody in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to encourage. You want to help people. That's what it's all about. You know, words are a big thing. Words can make or break you, and we want to help people. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Take a walk around and look at all the people with their heads down. Not good. Thirdly, go out and lift some big hunks of iron. Take some stones and turn them into dust. And as our great stone, the Crusher, says in blood red, domination, we are domination. We dominate everything. We do not follow the path. We clear cut it. And we are a family that are going to be millions, millions upon millions strong. Watch. Join us. Obviously, too, I said no one will ever clip our balls. And as our great friend Russell Furr says, who was on here this past Saturday, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. I'll always say that. I got to tell you, Russell, that was one of the nicest compliments I've ever got with the show, and I thank you for that. Dr. Jeffrey, once again, another classic show. Thank you for being on, sir.
Hey, Eric, a true honor. Always happy to be on. I'm just amazed I'm here. I'm just I just feel like wow. I get to do this. You know, it's a get to, and I enjoy it. Everybody out there, walk tall.
Absolutely. So, For Dr. Jeffrey Smith, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We will have him on, obviously, in 2016, as much as we can get him here. I got to tell you something. It's a good thing we are loaded, and I mean loaded, and there's more coming, and I can't believe it. I thank everybody for that. All the listeners, man, you guys and girls are the best. There ain't nobody that's ever going to top you or top us. So we'll stay together. So, as I say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road. Tell a friend, and we will talk to you soon. Everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.